Breakfast with Martin Pester.
Talking about good memories and live music. On the line, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is the one and only Khan Morby. Khan,
how are you? Morning, Martin. How's it going?
All right, man. I clearly miss live events, as you can tell.
So do we.
Ceremonious intro. Dude, what we do on the show is we guess what people's lockdown situation looked like. I think we've got a fair idea of yours. I'm guessing it was yourself and the family. Lots of young kids. I mean, you've got kids under five. So yes. I'm guessing there's a room in the house that's soundproof where you can lock yourself in and like escape from it all for a moment or two. You probably have dogs and a cat is what I'm going with.
Okay.
Hazel, what are you feeling?
I think he's only got dogs. But only dogs because we know the kids are there. We know his wife is there.
Elma?
I think people with small kids are more likely to have weird pets like bunny rabbits or birds.
Geckos.
Or, geckos or fishies or something.
Yeah. Okay, Con. Who was closest?
Martin was closest. I have two dogs and a cat.
Wow. Okay. Woo-hoo. Did you go and look?
Three boys under five. I'm sure they have many pets close to geckos, just little lizards that they now and again find lying around the garden. No bunnies or anything like that.
How's that been going for you? Kids under five in a lockdown?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty full on. It's been cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. In your face. Dude, I mean, a lot of musicians we speak to every morning, you know, the one thing they're saying is the upside of this is spending time at home. You guys also spend a lot of time on the road all around the world. So it's been
100%. Mm. Yeah, so, you know, I think there's certainly is positives from that regard. You know, I think a lot of sacrifice happens being a musician, a touring musician, in terms of family time. And obviously now, you know, I've kind of got to, you know, really enjoy that. So, in some ways I'm wishing in a way because obviously I want to be able to perform live again, but in some ways I don't want it to go away. It's kind of a weird dichotomy.
I went through a bit of a roller coaster ride, and we chatted on WhatsApp pretty early in the lockdown as well. You know, initially I wasn't really feeling like everyone's talking about now. It's a great time to be creative and stuff. In the beginning, I kind of resisted it because I was a little bit depro about it. And I don't know if you felt the same.
I guess I was more of a realist about the circumstance. Maybe depro would be the right word because I guess I wasn't amped to perform, and it's hard to kind of put on a happy face when you know that there's kind of definite ramifications, certainly for musicians and artists that rely on performing live. I don't think I went to a sad place. I think I just went to isolation. Self-isolation, if that makes any sense.
But you guys are doing a live concert.
Yes, yeah, we are. And it's quite cool. We've managed to get permits so that the four of us can be in the same room. There's going to be a camera crew, very small camera crew, and like a proper edit suite. So we're going to have nice lighting and the whole rigmarole so that it looks like a kind of a proper production. Not like the one you're about to see in my makeshift studio. And we're very excited. We've kind of all been rehearsing remotely. And we're looking forward to making a collective noise.
When is this now?
It's tomorrow night.
Okay.
I think the best thing, if anyone is interested, is to go to our Facebook page and all the details will be there on how you can enjoy us in your lounge. And we hope to see as many of you as possible.
So go. People buy tickets, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So go and get a ticket via Parlatones and Con's Facebook pages, collectively, I'm guessing. Are they watching it through Parlatones on Facebook?
Right now, actually, no. They're watching it on my personal... I think we have shared it on Pilot Zone as well. So
I'm talking about tomorrow night now, hey?
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry. yeah, tomorrow night, they're watching it on Pilot Zone. Well, yeah, just follow the link. You go into another sort of platform to watch it.
A lot of talk around the kind of material people are writing under lockdown. I say it every morning. I'm very keen to see what kind of music comes from it. You know, what's the tone going to be? Is it going to be very introspective? Are people going to write happy songs to uplift everybody? Have you been doing a lot of writing?
Well, funny enough, I was actually busy completing a third solo album just before lockdown.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say been writing because the songs were pretty much written, but I have been tinkering with the final sort of production, adding some extra elements to it, and that should hopefully be completed post lockdown. Well, I guess none of us know when that will be, when that will materialize, but it's almost ready. So yeah, I have been creative.
You look very young. I'm looking at you on Facebook right now with your hat there, and you shaved off all the facial hair.
I took the facial hair.
Yeah, very, very clean. Nice. Some Samas in the background, dude. Enjoy it. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a Beatles cover, Blackbird.
Wow. Okay.
It's contextually, it's a song about freedom. And I guess in some regard, this invisible enemy has encroached on an element of our freedom. So I think it's appropriate for the times we find ourselves in.
Cool, man. Well, listen, enjoy it. Thank you so much for doing this. We'll see you on our Facebook page right now, Breakfast with Martin Bester. Con will be live doing a Beatles cover. How's that for a surprise? I love surprises like that. And then tomorrow night, Polytones live. They got the permits. They're setting up a concert at home, and you can buy a ticket and watch that live. Good to chat to you. Good to catch up with you, Con. Hopefully we see each other again soon.
Cool, man. Thanks for the chat, Martin.
Cheers, mate. Okay, you too. Bye. So head on over to our Facebook page right now and watch his private show from his home studio. A Beatles cover. Who saw that one coming? Enjoy it.
Get up
with Martin Bester.
Get up.
Get your volume up.
6 to 9 weekdays.